What had been billed to be a day of celebration turned out to be nothing but an ordinary day after the Independence Trophy final was called off due to floodlights failure at the National Sports Stadium. Normally, most Zimbabweans flock to the National Sports Stadium to watch football for free, but that was not to be, as Dynamos and defending champions FC Platinum could only play for 65 minutes. The game never resumed after 31 minutes when power was restored as the teams had left the pitch and most of the fans were on their way home. The game was called off by Match Commissioner Lovemo Marange after Dynamos had taken a first half lead through Ronald Chitio. Zimbabwe Football Association spokesperson Ngolisani Gwesela announced that the association and the Sports and Recreation Commission would be meeting to decide whether the game be replayed or Dynamos be declared the winners.
We are confident that we have a position and we will announce it to the football fraternity and the nation on the way forward.
But Dynamos coach Dave Mangora is happy that his team was leading at the time the lights went off and thinks they could have got another goal and killed off the game as a contest in the remaining 25 minutes.
It's unfortunate that the lights went off. We're trying to get another goal to kill off the game, but what has happened, we never expected it, but that's football.
But his FC Platinum counterpart, Norman Mapeza, believes his team could have equalized and thinks a replay would be the best possible option.
It was difficult. The conditions were not all that good for football.
Football analyst Stanley Mudenda thinks there is need for a replay of the whole 90 minutes. He, however, feels Dynamos should keep their one-goal advantage.
It must be replayed for 90 minutes. It's good.
But there were no such problems at White City Stadium in Bulawayo, where ZPC Kariba finished third after beating neighbors Capes United 1-0. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.